Malice saying his crews are ready to roll.
When the guys or the women get in an area where they need to drop the plow, they know to just go ahead and drop it. We also split our shifts. We have people on in the 12 to 8 shift this morning. We have a 4 to 12 shift coming in as well today, just for any additional coverage in case some icy conditions come up.
And once the sanitation folks and you clear away whatever icy white mess you have in your driveway, keep that shovel handy because another storm, which could be packing as much as a half foot of snow, is headed our way. It's due to arrive tomorrow night and linger into Tuesday. Well, this first blast of winter resulted in numerous car accidents across the WOR listening area. Three people have died as a result of the snow and ice-licking roadways. Two were killed on the Atlantic City Expressway after their vehicle went out of control and hit a tree around 4 this morning. Another motorist was killed overnight on the New Jersey Turnpike. Looks like a new storm of sorts developing down Louisiana, but this one has nothing to do with the weather. Correspondent Chris Miller has more for us.
With the release of thousands of pages of records, the governor of Louisiana says she is trying to set the record straight. On the day Katrina hit, a message from Kathleen Blanco's office to the White House requested, quote, everything you've got. The Blanco administration says they were promised 500 buses to evacuate people still in the city. 3 days later, Blanco complained to the White House that aid promised by FEMA had yet to arrive.
The New York Post is reporting today that accused sex attacker Peter Bronstein has been spotted in Ohio trying to pass himself off as a movie producer scouting out sites for a new film. According to cops, Bronstein, who posed as a New York City fireman and allegedly sexually assaulted a Manhattan woman for hours on Halloween night, was spotted repeatedly in Cleveland in the days following the attack. Early in November, the 41-year-old freelance journalist was seen drinking at a pub after having checked into a motel using the name Peter Bronson. Cops say he even took out an ad in the Cleveland Plain Dealer looking to hire a driver to show him around town. There was a brief scare at the White House today when a man jumped the northwest fence. It happened around 12:30 this afternoon. Secret Service officers quickly subdued the 29-year-old man named Sean Cox of Arkansas. The White House spokesman says he'll be charged with unlawful entry. It's unclear just why he jumped the fence. WOR time is now 2:03. Traffic, sports, and weather all coming your way next.
Puerto Rico's beauty is yours to discover. From its tropical warmth, white sand beaches, and vibrant culture to its abundant splendor beyond the shore. Come into any Liberty Travel store today and book a four-night or longer Puerto Rico vacation package by December 12th and receive an exclusive $200 air credit. Additional exclusive hotel offers may apply, including complimentary breakfast, food, and beverage credits and room discounts when you travel from January 15th through June 30th, 2006. One air credit per room minimum, four-night stay required. Call Liberty Travel at 1-877-LIBERTY and enjoy San Juan's sophisticated nightlife and gourmet restaurants, sharing the history of Ponce and Old San Juan, Puerto Rico with excitement and adventure and savings. With this and so much more, you can explore beyond the shore. Call Liberty Travel at 1-877-LIBERTY or visit www.libertytravel.com. Liberty Travel, where travel begins.
Hi, I'm Mary Ann, and this is my 11th day with Prilosec Echo DC. When I'd get my frequent heartburns, I couldn't even stand to sit at the dinner table, much less cook for my family. But since I started taking Prilosec Echo DC, we're all eating like a family again. Tonight, we're having honey-grilled chicken. Imagine, zero heartburn for 24 hours with one pill a day. It's possible with Prilosec Echo DC. It's day 11 for me. What day are you on?
Use as directed for 14 days for treating frequent heartburn.
Every day, Progressive does something that's, well, progressive. They have this real-time ticker on their website. It shows their rates for car insurance and the rates of their top competitors, like State Farm and Allstate. Right now at Progressive.com, you can see actual rates that people are getting. Sometimes Progressive Direct is the lowest. Sometimes they're not. If they're this helpful when you're shopping for car insurance, imagine how they'll be once you're a customer. Visit Progressive.com or call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE today. Progressive Housing Insurance Company and affiliate Mason and Georgia, Ohio, available in most states and situations.
WOR time is now 2:05. Checking the traffic to Passaic County, westbound 46 at Valley Road and Clifton. The exit is still closed because of an accident with some downed wires. Delays on 46 go back to the Garden State. Eastbound at Valley Road, we have two lanes open, but delays go back to 80 again because of that accident with downed wires. Sunday parking rules are in effect today, but meter rules are suspended. Sports in the second. Giants lead Dallas 7-0 in a battle at the Meadowlands for first place in the NFC East. Jets and Patriots get underway in New England 4:15 this afternoon. Basketball, Knicks leading Boston 30-29. They're in the second. On the ice later today, it's the Isles in Detroit at 5 o'clock. WOR weather. Cloudy and cold with a high of 35 degrees for the remainder of the day. Tonight, cloudy, low 28. Tomorrow, increasing clouds, high 38 degrees. Tomorrow night, a chance of snow developing around midnight. A moderate accumulation possible, lows down to 27 degrees. And for Tuesday, snow likely once more, mainly in the morning, with additional light accumulation of possibility. Tuesday's high, 35 degrees. Right now, skies are cloudy. Winds are variable at 3 miles per hour. The barometer is at 29.78 and holding steady. Humidity's at 92% of our current temperature, 32 degrees here at WOR. Next news coming your way at 3 o'clock, bulletins at once. Stay tuned now for the Wilner Window here on WOR. I'm Karen McHugh, reporting from the WOR News Center.
Now it's time for the Wilner Window, sponsored by Wilner Chemists. WOR's airing of this program constitutes neither an endorsement of the products offered or the ideas expressed.
Welcome to the Wilner Window, where we'll look at nutritional supplements, herbs, and homeopathy, what they are, what they do, and how to properly use them. The importance of diet and nutrition in preventing disease is supported by an ever-increasing body of scientific evidence. We know that serious disease can be prevented and even treated with nutritional supplements and herbs. Minimum daily requirements are no longer enough. We want a long life and a healthy life. Optimal nutrition and natural therapeutic agents may be the answer. Join Don Goldberg and Artie Gitomer as they cut through marketing hype and bias, bringing you factual information on vitamins, herbs, and homeopathic remedies. Don and Arnie are pharmacists and the owners of Wilner Chemists, one of the oldest and largest nutritionally oriented pharmacies in the country. They are also the authors of a highly acclaimed book, The Best Supplements for Your Health. Joining Don and Arnie are co-hosts Dr. Richard Flavelle, a medical doctor, and Sam Forbes, a certified nutritional consultant. Sit back and open the window, the Wilner Window, and join Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, while they explore the world of vitamins, herbs, and homeopathy.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Arnie Gitomer, and welcome to the Wilner Window. For those of you who might be first-time listeners, the focus of our show is nutritional supplements, vitamins, herbs, homeopathic remedies, and how to properly use them. With me this afternoon is my partner and good buddy, Don Goldberg.
Thank you, Arnie. Good afternoon, everybody.
We also have our medical expert, the esteemed internist, Dr. Richard Prodell.
Esteemed. Yes, esteemed. Okay. Yeah. Well,
not esteemed, esteemed.
Yes, right. It's too cold to esteemed.
And we have with us also Sam Forbes. Sam's a nutritional consultant. He also manages our downtown store.
Thank you, Arnie. It's great to be here, as always.
All right, and we have a special guest today. He's the Vice President of Marketing for a company called BioK Plus, and he's here in the studio. His name is Mitch Sergent, and welcome to the Wilner Window, Mitch.
Thank you very much. Glad to be here.
Good to have you. Okay, now, before we get started, I'm sure most of you know what a probiotic supplement is. A probiotic is a living organism, often called friendly bacteria, or more correctly, friendly microorganism. They're part of the normal, healthy intestinal flora, and they have a beneficial effect on your health.
That's right, Arnie, and the best-known example is probably Lactobacillus acidophilus. I'm sure you've all heard of that before. But years ago, that is usually what you got when you bought a probiotic supplement. But now, however, we have a plethora of different organisms available, either alone or in combination, and in various forms, including freeze-dried capsules and powders.
Now, with so many products already on the market, already available, why did we, Wilner Chemists, decide to carry another one, BioK Plus? Especially since, as you will hear in a moment, it's not quite the most convenient product out there compared to some of the other products. Well, there's two reasons why we decided to carry it. Both of them related to one fact, basically, and that is that it works. Now, I'd like to take a moment to tell you folks a little story before we get started. Many years ago, more than I care to admit, but let's say more than 25 years ago, when I was working for a company selling a leading line of supplements to doctors, I was approached by somebody who was starting up a company who was selling probiotic supplements. Now, I won't mention her name, but you would recognize it if I did. She wanted us to carry her product line. Now, in response to my questions about the efficacy of these products, she gave me a stack of published studies to look at. I took them and I looked them over. But my response was really not what she wanted to hear, because what I told her was that while these products were, while these studies were impressive, most of the studies were based on yogurt, not her supplement product. Now, why am I telling you this story now? Because in spite of all the wonderful technological advances that have taken place over the past 25 years, one thing remains true. One of the best ways to get optimal action from a probiotic culture is to take it in a yogurt or a fermented dairy base. Now, that is exactly, that is basically what the BioK Plus is. It's a high potency live culture in a fermented milk or soy form. And, no less important, it has been shown in several research studies to actually work. Now, that's always nice, isn't it?
It sure is. Okay, so as Don explained, there's certain unique qualities about BioK Plus, but he also said there were some downsides. Well, as a fresh live culture, it has to be refrigerated, and compared to other freeze-dried products, it has a shorter shelf life. It comes in little 3.5-ounce bottles, and they're packed in 6-packs or 15-packs. So there's a bit of a convenience penalty, but we felt the advantages far outweigh the disadvantages. So, Mitch, now you get your turn, Mitch. What exactly is the advantage of BioK Plus having it in a fermented milk or soy base?
Well, as Don mentioned, a lot of the history, therapeutic history of probiotic bacteria relates to products that present themselves in a cultured dairy or soy environment. The reason for that is these types of products deliver the bacteria in their natural live active state. The way we would normally find them in the intestinal tract is how we, as a philosophy, as a company, would prefer to deliver them to consumers. That being said, it's not to say freeze-dried products don't work, but again, if you're dealing with live active cultures in the intestinal tract and trying to create the harmony and balance of the friendly flora, then you should at the very least try to deliver them from a product as live as they are.
That sure makes sense. Now, one of the things I've noticed about BioK Plus is it contains two strains of Acidophilus, Lactobacillus acidophilus and Caseii. Some of the products we've seen have many more strains.
As a matter of fact, most of the products have more strains. They have 3, 4, 5. They go as high as 24. And the reason for that is a lot of people feel that the more ingredients you have in a formula, the more effective it's going to be. But with bacterial cultures, it can be quite the opposite. We use two very synergistic and very similar strains of bacteria to have a product where the bacteria get along well. And they're not competing with each other for space, for nutrients, and for competition. So we've narrowed down the bacterial spectrum to get all the benefits from the individual bacteria.
Go ahead, Sam.
Yeah, some companies also are introducing probiotics in enterically coated products to protect the bacteria from stomach acid. It sounds like your product does have some, you know, it apparently does have live bacteria, but what's to keep the stomach acid from degrading it or reducing the culture?
Well, first and foremost, BioK Plus uses a strain, a patented strain called CL-12E5. The reason we use this particular strain, not only for its benefits, but for its resistance to hydrochloric acid in the stomach and bile salts later on in the small intestine. So this naturally occurring bacteria has its own resistance to stomach acid. And, of course, the protein solids in BioK Plus, either the soy or the milk proteins, help buffer the hydrochloric acid and create an environment where the bacteria can survive in larger numbers.
Okay, that's answered your question, Sam. Okay, now, you say that, I read some of your advertising pieces, and you say that BioK Plus has been tested in numerous research studies and is currently used widely in hospitals. Tell us a little bit about that, Mitch.
Well, I'll give you a little bit of history on our company. We started, as we started manufacturing BioK Plus commercially, we worked in parallel to create a science and clinical research program. Not only do we want to sell product, but we want to prove to consumers and health professionals that it works. So we started doing studies on cholesterol and blood lipids with BioK Plus. We haven't published these studies yet because they take many, many years to complete. But we went on from there to work with the University Research Center to determine just how our strain of bacteria, Acidophilus, could destroy competing bacteria in the gut flora. bacteria like Salmonella and E. coli and Streptococcus and H. pylori, which is associated with stomach ulcers. Because the idea is to deliver friendly bacteria back into the body that's able to compete with the germs that would otherwise make us sick. And we did that successfully, and just recently, as a matter of fact, we, although not published, we made public a study relating to preventing antibiotic-associated diarrhea and Clostridium difficile-associated diarrhea in hospitalized patients, obviously undergoing antibiotic therapy. And that was the first study we've really made public. Although it wasn't published, we felt that that we had a need to inform the public and that they were getting sick in hospitals and physicians didn't have too much of a solution. So we erred on the side of caution and told them that there was a preventive protocol out there for people using antibiotics.
I have a question. I may be wrong, but my understanding was that Lactobacillus acidophilus is primarily in the small intestine, bifidobacteria in the large intestine, and one would think that one would want to be treating both places because an awful lot of bacteria, yeast, and so on form in the large intestine too. Would that be so, or does Lactobacillus handle both?
Well, in practical terms, it does handle both, but you're absolutely right. Lactobacillus acidophilus colonizes primarily the upper intestinal tract, the small intestine, and bifidobacteria, the colon or large intestine. The impact, however, of acidophilus is felt throughout the entire GI tract. Because we're dealing with a microscopic world, we kind of have to step back and get back to your perspective. And I like the analogy that our friendly flora, made up of over 400 different kinds of bacteria, is an orchestra, but acidophilus is a conductor. He really sets the tone and allows all the different strains of bacteria to work effectively and harmoniously together.
Okay, we will begin taking your phone call shortly, everyone. Let me give you our phone number. It's 1-800-321-0710. 1-800-321-0710. Okay, we're going to pause for a short break, and then we shall return. This is Arnie Gatomer.
This is Don Goldberg.
And Dr. Richard Cardell.
And Sam Forbes.
And our special guest, Mitch Surgeon, will all be back in just a moment. But first, I need to tell you about one of our favorite probiotic products, BioK Plus. And many experts believe that the most effective type of a probiotic is a live culture, active and ready to work in your body. That's why so many people find that BioK Plus is the best way to provide friendly bacteria that help with digestive problems, the immune system, intestinal health, and high cholesterol. BioK Plus provides 50 billion fresh active bacteria, Acidophilus and KCI, in either a fermented milk base, plain or fruit flavored, or a dairy-free soy base. Remember, much of the research on Acidophilus was done on yogurt cultures, not freeze-dried capsules. The patented strain of Acidophilus in BioK Plus has actually been proven clinically effective in preventing antibiotic-associated diarrhea, and it's currently used in many hospitals. BioK Plus must be refrigerated, and it comes in 6-packs and 15-packs with a typical dose of a half a bottle per day. Original, flavored, or dairy-free, BioK Plus is also available in capsule form for extra convenience. If you want to feel better, try BioK Plus, the live active probiotic supplement available at Wilner Chemists.
This is Ellen Calley, the natural nurse. Here's today's health tip from Nature's Answer.
Liquid CoQ10 from Nature's Answer is unique because it's combined with high-quality rice bran oil and natural mixed tocopherol vitamin E oil, an important antioxidant. CoQ10 plays a key role in supporting cardio wellness. It acts as a spark plug for the cells to produce energy, and it tastes great with all natural tangerine flavor plus organic agave nectar. Nature's Answer, your answer for the highest quality of liquid nutrients.
Look for the platinum label from Nature's Answer, the liquid professional for over 30 years at fine health food stores, or visit naturesanswer.com.
I'm here to announce that Selegrin is back by popular demand. Doctor's Best is once again offering a one-half price special on their popular glucosamine chondroitin MSM combination. This is a great opportunity for you to stock up one of the most effective combinations for joint pain that you can get. Glucosamine, chondroitin, and MSM reduce inflammation and pain while you stimulate healing.
Why take a set of medicine which can poison your liver when you take glucosamine and chondroitin MSM, which works just as well or better, and it is good for you? Doctor's Best glucosamine chondroitin MSM capsules in 120 or 240 sizes, now available at Wilner Chemist at half price. That's glucosamine chondroitin MSM capsules from Doctor's Best, now on sale at half price at both Wilner Chemist locations and on the internet at www.wilner.com.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back. This is Arnie Gitomer along with Don Goldberg and Dr. Richard Podell, Sam Forbes, our special guest, Mitch Surgeon. And hey, Don, we got to offer a correction to that last commercial, hey?
Well, the commercial's fine. It's just that
not on sale.
What?
Yeah, the I think it's the Celadrin that's on sale.
No, it's not.
Oh, it is.
The commercial was correct the way that I wrote it. I just put the heading incorrect.
Ah, the heading thing.
So if the guys would just read the doggone thing the way that I write it, it would have been okay.
So let's set it straight. Celadrin by Dr. Best, unfortunately, is not on sale.
It's no longer on sale.
It's no longer on sale, but they're a fantastic product. Glucosamine chondroitin with MSM, a big favorite at Wilner Chemist, is on sale at half price.
There we go. Thank
you. All right. Okay, good. We got it straight. All right. Now, let's see.
I think we had a few more topics to go over with the BioK Plus, Arnie, before we start taking the phone calls.
Right.
I think one thing we should have Mitch do is explain, we touched on this in the commercial, but there are a couple of different variations of the product available. Maybe Mitch could explain what they are and what the differences are.
Well, essentially BioK Plus is close to the same formulation in terms of the bacteria, which is the, if you will, the therapeutic or preventive agent. Now, when we originally launched BioK Plus, it came in a live, active, unflavored, unsweetened version, which is the fermented dairy. A couple of years later, we came out with a kid and husband-friendly formulation, which was lightly sweetened with organic cane juice and a little bit of apple, or rather pineapple and vanilla flavor to it. It doesn't change how the product works at all. It just makes it a little bit more friendly, if you will, for people that have a sweet tooth. And then the third and more recent variation is the dairy-free. Not that BioK Plus with dairy is inappropriate for people with lactose intolerance, but there's a large community of vegetarians and vegans out there that we wanted to take advantage of the bacteria, so we offer up a non-dairy version for those folks. Although I really need to stress that the fermented dairy version is still being used very successfully, even with people that are lactose intolerant.
That's a very good point, Mitch, because I think a lot of people, for various reasons, get these ideas in their mind that certain things may not be good for them, and sometimes the underlying rationale for that is not correct. But as you point out, I think a lot of people who think that they can't take a dairy-based probiotic supplement actually can, and this is a good case in point.
Okay, we know that the product needs to be refrigerated, Mitch, and it has what we believe to be relatively short dating. What type of dating do you have on the product?
When we manufacture, we stamp a best before date on it, and that's about 120 days. And it takes 7 to 10 days to get the product to market and into distributors and into retailers. So people can expect it to have at least a couple of months on it, all things being equal. So it's not a problem for people to take it home. It's not a product that's going to sit in the refrigerator for 6 months. If you're using it consistently, you go through it in 2, 3, 4 weeks, and you start over again with a new batch.
Okay. And we've pretty much decided that if you need BioK Plus, you need to come to one of our stores to get it.
Yeah.
Either the store at 100 Park Avenue or the one at 253 Broadway, because we don't feel confident shipping it because of the fact that it's out of the obviously out of the refrigerator for an unspecified length of time.
Right.
Now, most probiotic brands don't have that limitation they claim.
Correct. Is that true or is that not?
Yeah, well, each manufacturer sets their own guidelines. Some of the products are freeze-dried, and the freeze-dried would have less of a concern about that, obviously. But some of the products that are that may be live, you probably have the same caution about.
You should, yeah. And of course, our goal is to guarantee the best potency possible for the best results. So we've got a very narrow margin of tolerance for non-refrigeration.
Okay. Now we have a product here that has it's liquid. It's in the yogurt form. It's very potent. And what type of people really should be taking this product? In other words, what problem would I have that I would really want to take this product?
Well, a probiotic guru that I have a high regard for, who you may have alluded to earlier, once said, probiotics are for everybody, every day. So there are no exceptions. That being said, consumers most likely to be affected by, positively affected by using probiotics are those with chronic inflammatory intestinal conditions like Crohn's disease, ulcerative colitis, irritable bowel syndrome. Those are the most dramatic and excruciating conditions. They often last for years with little or no resolution. But we know that things like food poisoning are becoming more and more a fashion, if you will, with people's diet and lifestyles today. But you touched earlier on the idea that the probiotics are involved in the body's immune defense, and that's absolutely true. As a matter of fact, the friendly bacteria that make up our intestinal flora represent 50 to 70% of our body's immune defense. So that's protection against viruses and bacteria, and it also helps with our cancer response as well.
Okay. Now, what about dosage? What's the dosage on the product?
Dosage is pretty simple. We recommend half a bottle for daily maintenance and prevention, and we recommend a whole bottle for anybody that's dealing with some kind of obvious intestinal upset, diarrhea, constipation, any of the aforementioned chronic inflammatory conditions. But for an adult, half a bottle if you're going to do it consistently, and a bottle a day is probably for a week or a week and a half till you really get things settled down. In the case of antibiotics, definitely one bottle a day for an adult during the treatment.
Okay, and you would recommend that that if somebody is taking an antibiotic, they would take the BioK Plus at the same time?
The same day, but we recommend 2 to 3 hours after the antibiotic. You really want to let the antibiotic do its job and then come in with the bacteria afterwards.
What's the cost of that much?
Half a bottle a day is a cup of coffee. A bottle of BioK Plus is probably anywhere from $3 to $4.50. So if you're using it over a course of antibiotics, you're maybe looking at $20.
Okay. All right. We'll begin taking your call shortly. The number in the studio, 1-800-321-0710. Right now, we're going to pause for a quick check on traffic and some little commercials, and we'll be back after these messages. Are you looking for an alternative to tablets and capsules, something higher potency and more stable than liquids? Well, look no further than All-One High Potency Vitamin Mineral Powders. All-One powders are easy to take, rapidly absorbed, pure, high in potency, and more economical than tablets and capsules. There are 5 All-One formulas to choose from, including dairy-free and vegetarian versions. In addition to everyone's favorite, the original formula, there's an all-one with concentrated green foods, one with fruit antioxidants, a hypoallergenic rice base, and one for active seniors. One heaping tablespoon of all-one mixed with your favorite juice replaces a full handful of tablets and capsules and provides a delicious boost of nutritional energy that will last all day. For over 30 years, all-one from Nutritech has delivered quality, innovative, high-potency vitamin supplement powders, providing the simple, healthy, cost-effective solution for your daily nutritional needs. The entire line of All-One powders is available from Wilner Chemist, discount price, of course. And now, let's go to Diane de Oliveira for the traffic.
Thanks, Tony. Good afternoon, everyone. If you're picking someone up from the airport, LaGuardia has 45-minute delays on arrivals. Newark has 30-minute delays on arrivals. New York City subway service is suspended on the E line between Forest Hills and Jamaica Center in Queens because of a power failure. On westbound Bell Parkway, there's the right lane stall at Knapp Street. Central Jersey southbound on the Garden State Parkway, a car fire has been extinguished at exit 31 in Island. The two left lanes are getting by. North Jersey westbound Route 46, the Valley Road exit in Clifton is closed because of downed wires. The delays go back to Route 3. Westbound Route 80, there's a left lane crash on the ramp at exit 53 in Wayne. Crossing the Hudson River both ways of the George Washington Bridge, Lincoln and Holland tunnels are less than 5 minutes, as well as the Tappan Zee Bridge. In Orange County, both ways of Route 211, closed at Kaisertown Road in Montgomery with an accident investigation. This report brought to you by your Tri-State Volkswagen dealers. Test drive a new Passat or 2006 Jetta at your local Tri-State Volkswagen dealer today. Both cars earned top safety awards from the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety. I'm Diane De Oliveira for WOR Traffic.
When it comes to health and wellness, Twin Lab has your answers for life. For 35 years, we at Twin Lab have had the privilege of providing you with vitamins, minerals, and specialty supplements which address your individual health concerns. Products like OcuGuard Plus for eye health with clinically proven lutein, an important nutritional component which promotes healthy vision. Like blood pressure control with clinically proven C12 peptide, helping to maintain healthy blood pressure levels. And like Daily One Caps, our number one multivitamin containing 20 essential nutrients and a perfect balance for optimal health and wellness. Now more than ever, Twin Lab is committed to keeping you informed of the latest breakthroughs in science. So call us toll-free at 800-645-5626 with your health questions. That's 800-645-5626. For healthy solutions from a brand you can trust, turn to Twin Lab. Answers for life. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
We all know the importance of maintaining a healthy heart. Coenzyme Q10, commonly known as CoQ10, is a critical nutrient for the cardiovascular system and one of the strongest antioxidants available. But how do you know which CoQ10 to choose? Q-Absorb from Gerald Formulas is the ultimate antioxidant for cardiovascular protection. Q-Absorb is clinically tested, 100% natural, and supports healthy heart function. Absorption is a major factor in the effectiveness of CoQ10, and this is where Q-Absorb excels. Studies show that Q-Absorb expands blood vessels and improves oxygen consumption. When combined with exercise, Q-Absorb supplementation reduced near-normal endothelial function. So don't just ask for CoQ10, ask for Q-Absorb from Gerald Formulas. Wilner Chemist carries the entire line of Gerald Formula products, discount priced, of course.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back. Arnie Gatomer, along with Dr. Richard Podell and Don Goldberg, Sam Forbes, our special guest, Mitch Surgent, representing BioK Plus. And before we get back to the phones, a quick update on what's on sale at Wilner Chemists. We have American Health and Home Health on sale at 30% off list, and we have Twin Lab, Nature's Herbs, Alveda, Health from the Sun on sale at 25% off, and selected items from Natural Factors, Natrol, Doctor's Best on sale at 35 to 50% off list. And if you don't already have a copy of our 224-page full edition Wilner Chemist Reference Catalog, which is filled with health information and product data, you should just ask for it. Give us a call at 1-800-633-1106. Take option number 3, leave your name and address. The number again, 1-800-633-1106, option number 3. Or you can request a copy by visiting our new expanded website at www.wilner.com. The website gives a full list of all sales items as well.
Of course, we think the best idea is for you to come and visit one of our two stores in Manhattan, pick up a catalog. Our Midtown store is at 100 Park Avenue, that's 41st Street and Park. It's just a block south of Grand Central Terminal. And the downtown store is at 253 Broadway. We're near the corner of Murray Street, and that's right across from City Hall. Wilner Chemists, the nutritional supplement professionals.
All right. Thank you, Sam. And let's take a question. And our first one is from Fran from Mount Vernon, New York.
Yes. I would like to know if the probiotics are good for me. The ducts to my pancreas collapsed. I had surgery about 10 years ago, but I'm plagued with so much gas that would this help me?
Okay. What do you think, Mitch?
Well, gas and bloating is a very common complaint, either for surgical or non-surgical reasons, and bacteria can definitely help, friendly bacteria, that is, because not only do they get rid of harmful germs and viruses, but they help really normalize the digestive process and make digesting easier. And they also help improve elimination. And when you do that, then harmful bacteria don't back up and cause that gas.
Okay. Another thing, in your particular case, Fran, you seem to be If your ducts from the pancreas collapse, you may not be getting enough or any pancreatic enzymes, and that may be a major cause of your gas. So you may, I would check it with your physician, of course, but you may want to mention pancreatic enzymes to him and see what he thinks about those. They may help a lot with that as well.
Does it only come in liquid?
Well, no, the probiotic we're talking about today, the BioK Plus, at this time, just comes in a liquid, a thick yogurt-type liquid, and it's available in a six-pack for you if you want to try it. Matter of fact, if you want to come down to our Park Avenue store, Mitch has gratefully offered to give you a free six-pack to try.
Can't come down there.
Too bad.
Can I find that locally someplace else?
You may. You're in Mount Vernon. If somebody has it, sure.
Okay,
well, yeah,
sure.
But you know, but it's not going to be. If you come to Wilner, it's free. You know, if you go someplace, you have to buy it. That's why we're making this offer to you.
What causes a collapse of the ducts? Nobody ever told me.
It may be moot. It already happened. You know,
and as we don't really know, if there's some inflammation and scarring, is one possibility. Gallstone could pass down that way and irritated things. Any number of possibilities, but we can't tell you which one.
You know, Artie, we've had a number of other experts talk about their Acidophilus probiotic products, and they introduce it through the Wilner window and through our stores. And one expert mentioned that by introducing a probiotic to the gut, sometimes it might initiate a little bit of a gas situation, just in the fact in the way it's recolonizing
mm-hmm.
and the way it's the body's reacting. So it may or may not be true, but I think it's good to always use a little caution when starting something new. If you've got a gas problem, start with a small amount, see how your body responds, and slowly increase it to a more therapeutic dose.
Absolutely.
But it'd be good to, perhaps I agree with you on anything, check with your doctor, Fran. Digestive enzyme sounds like just what you need, at least
yeah,
for now.
Yeah,
always a probiotic is a good choice. The other thing is, you know, she's posing an interesting, she can't come to the store. So Wilner's would have to ship it. How stable is the product to ship it?
We just said before, we're not shipping.
There you go. I answered my own. You answered
Mitch, can I just ask one quick thing? I think this is a common situation, meaning people who need a product like BioK Plus will often also need a digestive enzyme supplement.
Right.
Can the digestive enzyme supplement be taken at the same time that they take the BioK Plus?
Oh, totally. I mean, probiotic bacteria do produce their own, a certain amount of enzymes, but they work very complementary. They work in the same place. And they both work on food to help, you know, people get the best out of the food and help with elimination and just good digestion. It makes sense to combine them, absolutely.
Okay, good idea. All right, thanks for that call, Fran. And let's say hello to Joan from Edison, New Jersey.
Yes, I want to talk about the BioKing Plus.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
If somebody gave me a number, I could call to see whether I can find it where I live.
Okay. In Edison, New Jersey.
Yes. Not necessarily right in Edison, but I mean, just closer than.
Okay. Did you have a question?
There is a website, BioK Plus. Do you guys, Mitch, have some way that somebody can go to your website and
yep.
see which stores might carry it?
Sure, there's two options. One is our retail locator on our website, which is www.biokplus.com. Secondly, there's our toll-free number, any Monday through Friday, regular business hours, 800-593-2465. You can call in and get some help to locate a retailer near you.
Okay, did you get that number, Joan?
Yes, but I wanted to ask something else. Can
sure.
I wanted to ask about anything in other supplements that might help infection. I'll tell you the truth. I actually have infection, and I'm afraid to take the medication. It's an antibiotic, and I'm just trying to save myself a little longer living, whatever, by doing something else.
Okay, so you have what kind of infection?
I have this stuff that comes from taking the antibiotic intravenously in the hospital.
And what is this transmitted?
Pardon?
Is it Clostridium?
Yes.
This is exactly the kind of thing that you need, and there are a number of other probiotics that may be useful as well.
There's also some research showing that bromelain, a proteolytic enzyme, actually helps increase the effectiveness of antibiotics, or it may even have some of its own antibiotic or antimicrobial activity on its own. So you could try, certainly you should be using bromelain or these proteolytic enzymes. They seem to also reduce inflammation, which may be helpful in the healing process.
Now, check me if I'm wrong. I believe Saccharomyces is the one that has very good proof on benefit in Clostridia, but so does Lactobacillus, I think.
Well, Saccharomyces boulardii has been shown to be effective in preventing the recurrence of the Clostridium, but not preventing it from the outset. The advantage of the BioK Plus specifically is that you can get the full benefit of your antibiotic treatment and run a much reduced risk of catching the Clostridium difficile.
Okay, so let's say Joan has Clostridium.
Yeah.
Is there benefit to taking the BioK Plus at this time?
There absolutely is benefit. We still don't have all the figures to suggest that BioK Plus will destroy it completely, but we know it'll help prevent the spread or the further infection of the bacteria.
Yeah, and I would actually take the Saccharomyces also, because even though study didn't show significantly difference on the average, unless you do a study with thousands of people, you're going to miss the medium therapeutic effects. So the fact that it can prevent a relapse encouraged me to say that someone who has it chronically, we should add that as well.
We also need to talk about what you can take to improve a weakened immune system. Now, we spoke briefly a while ago about how probiotics can help the immune system, but there are other things that may play a role. I mean, we know a lot about echinacea. There's a number of echinacea products that seem to boost the immune response, but there's other things like the Empower product. I forget the abbreviation. The
AHCC.
AHCC products might be very helpful here. There may be a role for some of the other immune boosting, herbs or nutrients on the market, and certainly a good nutritional approach here. Things that are very important for the immune system, things like vitamin A, zinc, and so forth. Very important. So the nutritional supplement program may be very important in this case.
Sure, it always is.
Right.
Okay, Joan. Good luck with your infection. But Clostridium can be very serious, so make sure you stay in touch with your physician.
I haven't in a long time.
Really?
And I think it's in my blood, to be honest.
Well, then you need to be definitely in touch with your physician. Okay, thanks for that call, Joan. Okay, and let's say hello to Nancy from the Bronx.
Hi.
Hi, Nancy.
I have been buying the Healthy Trinity from your store for several years.
Mm-hmm.
I've been very happy with it. I'm just wondering the difference between that and this product you're talking about.
Okay.
What would be the difference?
You've been taking the Healthy Trinity capsules?
I have.
Okay, Healthy Trinity is a capsule. It contains three different organisms. Adon, how do you want to handle that one?
Well, it's the only way that we can answer it is to explain the differences, which is what you're asking. The difference is that this product is a live culture in a fermented milk or soy base. As I think Mitch mentioned earlier, we're not saying that the other types of products don't work. There's a place for all of these products. It's more if the convenience of having it in a capsule form is something that's more important to you, then you might prefer to use a product like the Healthy Trinity. If you're treating a health problem that is a severe problem, you might want to use both. You might want to be taking the BioK Plus in the morning, for example, to get the advantage of this high-potency live culture, and then at lunchtime take some of the Healthy Trinity capsules, things of that sort. If you're traveling, if it's not convenient to use one, you use the other. There's no way to say that one is going to be more efficacious for a given person for a given condition. They're just different types of products.
Depending on whether you're using it as a general prophylactic purposes, whether you're using it to treat an existing health condition, you're going to have to make the choice as to which one that you like. If you've been using a given product, regardless whether it's HealthyFinity, whether it's Jarodopoulos, CPS, whatever, if you've been using a product and you're entirely happy with it, and whether you want to experiment with something else is up to you. But as we pointed out, there are some good solid advantages to a product like this. There is research to show it works. The final choice is up to you.
Okay, thanks for that call, Nancy. And it's time for a short break. Our number in the studio, 1-800-321-0710. 1-800-321-0710. You take questions about the vitamins, minerals, herbs, probiotics, just about anything related to nutrition. 1-800-321-0710. This is Arnie Gitomer.
This is John Goldberg.
Dr. Richard Cardell. And Sam Forbes.
Our special guest, Mitch Sturgeon, and we'll all be back after this message from Natrol. What's your brain speed? Could it be faster? Well, help is on the way. Natrol's Brain Speed. It's an innovative new line of brain supplements that helps improve your brain's processing speed. Over 3 years in development, Natrol's Brain Speed is available in three unique formulas to meet your specific cognitive needs, attention, memory, and performance. In addition to helping you think faster, these Brain Speed products can help promote attention, maintain memory, and improve decision-making speed. Does it work? Well, you can see for yourself. Natrol's Brain Speed is the first brain supplement that actually gives you a tool to measure your results. 2 months free access to the Brain Speedometer, an online test that measures your cognitive performance and allows you to track your progress while taking Natrol Brain Speed. So, think faster with Natrol Brain Speed. Natrol's been nourishing the potential of mind and body for 25 years. Brain Speed and other fine Natrol products are available at Wilner Chemists, always at discount prices. Find out more at brainspeed.com.
Are you tired of the slow road to recovery from a cold? Had it with miserable symptoms that linger and worsen? Get new Umka Cold Care from Nature's Way. Umka Cold Care is a breakthrough natural medicine that shortens the duration and speeds recovery from bronchial throat and sinus irritations, enabling you to get back to being yourself again. This potent extract, unique to South Africa, has been clinically studied and proven effective. In fact, Umka Cold Care has become an international top seller and is now available in the U.S. Umka is available in concentrated drops and great-tasting syrups for both children and adults. So, the next time you feel a cold coming on, get better faster. Get new Umka Cold Care from Nature's Way. Umka, unique, exotic, and best of all, it works. Umka, the traditional Zulu remedy, transformed by modern science into a natural medicine for sinusitis and the common cold. Umka is now available from Wilner Chemists.
When menopause symptoms hit, Semgest Progesterone Cream may help. Formulated for life's natural changes, Semgest Progesterone Cream is a high-quality, odorless progesterone cream offering a natural, holistic approach during a woman's transitional menopause cycles. Semgest Progesterone Cream helps address the changes and challenges associated with perimenopause, menopause, and postmenopause years. It's the product today's women are looking for to help them achieve inner health and balance. A unique, time-tested, odorless formulation, Femgest Progesterone Cream combines the physician-recommended amount of organically-based progesterone with the soothing aloe vera gel and grapefruit extract. For help with life's natural changes, turn to the natural support of Femgest Progesterone Cream, available only at Wilner Chemists and other natural food stores and vitamin specialty retailers. The entire lines of home health and American health products are now on sale at Wilner Chemists at 30% off list price.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back. This is Arnie Gitomer along with Don Goldberg and Dr. Richard Prodell, Sam Forbes, and Mitch Sturgeon, our special guest. And before we get back to the phones, I want to tell you that this portion of the Wilner Window is being brought to you by Natrol. Natrol brings you to my favorite multi-collection of multivitamin supplements. Okay, if you hear a little clanking in the background, folks, it's the radiator.
This is New York City.
I don't believe it's radiator. I love it. Okay. thank you, Noah.
That's a tsunami.
Okay. Let's say hello to Mary from Manhattan.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm okay. About a week and a half ago, I experienced just backup. I don't know another way to put it. Constipation, just uncomfortable. And I haven't taken any antibiotics in a long time. It literally just came out of nowhere. And I went through a bout of this like 4 years ago,
mm-hmm.
where I went, you know, this is Manhattan, and I went to every doctor in the known world. So it ended up being, believe it or not, like once I got on like an anti-anxiety medication, the gastro stuff kind of went away, believe it or not. But I'm experiencing it again, and, you know, I had taken a probiotic, I don't know how to say it, but what should I do? Should I take the probiotic and then the things that help you digest, I forget what it's called.
The enzymes.
The enzymes, exactly.
Yeah,
well, you know, I mean, obviously we would like to be able to identify what it is that's causing the change in your digestive system. Okay?
Right.
And, you know, so that's always the best approach. Are you getting enough, you know, fiber in your diet? Are you eating things that you might have some allergic reaction to? Is it a stress-related thing?
Right.
You know, and so forth. Okay. So, you know, that's not really something that we can handle over the radio. What we can do is talk in general terms. We can indeed tell you that one of the things that will usually help a bout of constipation is a good probiotic supplement. So taking something like the BioK Plus would certainly be one of the things that should be helpful. Drinking a lot of fluids is something that certainly should be helpful. Increasing your fiber content at this point should be helpful if done cautiously. Whether or not you should be taking, you know, you could be saying, well, should I be taking a stimulant laxative product? Well, I'd prefer that be something that you discuss with your doctor. Generally speaking, we don't recommend stimulant laxatives because they have long-term bad effects, but if it's only an occasional situation, a mild stimulant laxative or a stool softener or something like that might be appropriate. So, you know, enteric-coated fish oil products. The digestive enzyme supplement might or might not be necessary for you because that might not be related to the cause of your problem. If this only happens every few years, then I suspect that that's not really related to the cause.
Okay, so
I went to my gastroenterologist on Thursday, and you know I've only had this issue for a week, and he's you know saying that I have IBS, which I think is how could I a week I have IBS? That's number one.
Hey, let me interject. Okay, irritable bowel syndrome is a term that you give when you can't find any other reason. And you have these kind of odd bowel symptoms, and probably the criteria require you to have a certain number of months before you're allowed to call it that, but functionally it may well be the same process. You seem surprised that it got better with anti-anxiety treatment. It isn't surprising. There are many, many causes of this kind of bowel reaction. Stress is one of them. If you are under stress, and this is a matter of you to figure out along with your doctor, psychologist or whoever, then the first line treatment would be to treat the stress. If it's not a stress-related issue this time, and it doesn't have to be just because it was last time, then you're probably going to lean to more of a GI workup, such as with the BioK Plus or Librax or whatever number of other kinds of things. But if you can't figure it out on your own, then
talking with somebody about the stress part seems to be a balance of the GI part. He's calling it irritable bowel syndrome because if there's nothing else, that's what it'll turn out to be if it lasts long enough. So that's like green eggs and ham. If I had eggs, I'd...
To help me feel better.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, of course, I go online and I make myself nuts at 2 o'clock in the morning. And, you know, it sounds hopeless. Like, IBS sounds like...
No, you've had it for 1 week. You've been fine before.
I know.
That doesn't sound hopeless.
But I'm reading people that I've had it for 30 years in my life. And so it sounds like the hopeless condition. I mean,
sounds more and more like you need to talk to a behavioral scientist. Because you're digging yourself a pit of, you know, you more depressed you feel, the worse you'll feel physically. The worse you feel physically, the more scared you'll be emotionally.
Right.
And you got to break through that.
So you've seen people that recover from this, like, IBS, quote-unquote.
Yeah, well, you've seen it.
Right.
So I've seen it, too.
That's true.
Absolutely.
And this BioK Plus, I live right near Wilner. I can go.
All right, I'll tell you what. Mitch is dying to give away a six-pack of BioK Plus. Why don't you come? You near the Midtown store?
Yes, I'm on 44th Street.
Why don't you
online now so you'll be able to get in first thing Monday morning.
Why don't you come in? You coming in tomorrow?
I am.
Good. What's your name?
Mary.
Okay, Mary.
We're going to have 29 people coming in tomorrow morning
Mary.
All saying that the name's Mary.
That's true.
Some kind of, have no.
Okay, I'll tell you what. Why don't you give Ira your full name, okay? Okay,
not
Mary?
On the air. Not on the air,
all right? Okay. Ira, take care of that, okay? Okay.
It's not that we don't trust our Wilner chemists.
No.
But they're a smart lot.
Okay. All right, now.
Well,
we don't have
something like biochemistry.
Yeah, I know.
There's no telling how far somebody would go to get a free six-pack. That's understandable.
All right, now let's hear a word about Asparitox by Integrative Therapeutics.
When Mother Nature turns nasty, fight back with a little of her own medicine, Asparitox, with supercharged echinacea. As the seasons change, you'll want this natural, feel-better essential for proven immune support. Asparitox is chewable, tasty, and has the triple action power of two types of echinacea plus two immune-enhancing herbs, baptisia and thuja. This combination is more powerful than echinacea alone, and it supports your body's resistance when you need it most. Each herb is unique in the way it affects immune function, and studies show this combination provides broad-spectrum support to activate your immune system. Clinically proven with over 70 years of use and research, Asparitox is great for the whole family. When you're not feeling at your peak and can't afford to gamble with your health, choose proven immune support. Arm your body's defense system with Asparitox and feel better twice as fast. When results matter, there's only one true choice, Asparitox from Integrative Therapeutics. Asparitox is available at Wilner Chemists.
Okay, this portion of the Wilner Window has been brought to you by Natrol. Natrol with more SRC products than any other company. The entire Natrol line is available at Wilner Chemists. Discount price, of course. Okay, you folks know that this is a two-hour show, and we will be back at about 6.5 minutes after 3 o'clock. And we have a special guest going to be calling in, hopefully a little after 3, Dr. Barbara Levine from the Cornell Medical Center, Weill Medical Center. She's going to tell you about her experiences at the hospital using BioK Plus. This is Arne Gitomer along with Don Goldberg and Dr. Richard Podell, Sam Forbes, and Mitch Surgeon, and we'll be back at about 6.5 minutes after 3. Those of you who are on the phone, stay right there.
It's time to draw the curtains on this portion of the Wilner Window. Stay tuned for the second hour, coming up right after the break for the news. The Wilner Window is brought to you by Wilner Chemists, New York's oldest and largest nutritional pharmacy.
Now, the latest news and information from the station you trust and rely on. 710 WOR, New York's first AMHD radio station. Streaming online at WOR710.com.
WOR News at 3 o'clock. Good afternoon. Skies are cloudy. Temperature is 32 degrees. I'm Karen McHugh. And winter came a little early this year, 2.5 weeks to be exact, and police in New Jersey are blaming slick roads for the deaths of 3 people. They're also reporting hundreds of minor accidents in the wake of the first measurable snowfall of the season.
three died in two separate single car accidents in the early hours of this morning. Also today, a charter bus that was carrying 25 passengers skidded off the turnpike into a guardrail. Six people were injured there, including the driver. Well, two people are dead following a morning house fire in Queens. Fire officials say the blaze was first reported about 7 in a two-story house in South Ozone Park. It began in the basement, quickly spread to the first floor, was declared under control at about 8:45. The bodies were discovered later in the house. Their identities have not yet been released. The cause of the blaze is still under investigation. Well, President Bush's national security advisors are refusing to confirm that a top al-Qaeda leader was killed in Pakistan. During an interview on Fox News Sunday, Stephen Hadley said, at this point, we're not even in a position publicly to confirm that he's dead. Hadley would also not confirm whether a U.S. took part in the missile attack that's alleged to have killed Hamza Rabia. Pakistan's information minister said yesterday that Rabia's remains were identified positively by DNA testing. One of the French surgeons who performed the world's first partial face transplant said today that the 38-year-old patient is perfect.